But
thanks for calling Brightstar. This is John. How can I help you?
Hi, John. It's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, Ruben. I'm well. How are you doing?
Doing well. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, I have a minute. This is good.
Cool. All right. So here's where we're at. I got your bank statement. I was wondering, and I hope I'm not going to run the risk of kind of rubbing you the wrong way and having you kind of go away from us, but part of what I've done for a living, and I've been with Cardiff over 9 years, is really be frank with customers and give them their advice, just like I'm sure you would give any client that was wanting one of your services your advice, correct?
Sure, exactly, yes.
Correct, and I'm sure you have customers that you work with that kind of think they want one product, and it's not about you making money off them, it's you saying, hey, look, this potentially might not be the right product for you, you should consider X. I'm sure you've gone down that path, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is give you both options on what I can do, and also what I feel is most appropriate. So, okay. Do you have a pen handy or no?
I do.
Okay, so we're happy to give you $75K. Over a short period, if you want to do that, that's not a problem. I'm more than happy to do that and give you a better deal. Now, can you just confirm the terms you were offered by Mr. Kubinski? Because I want to make sure we give you something, some kind of incentive here. What did he offer you over the 6 and 10 month periods for that $75K?
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to tell you. I'm pulling over into a parking lot, so
No, take your time.
I can give you some specific feedback, but yeah, let me just get situated.
And you've never done a working capital loan like this before, correct?
Nope. No, I haven't.
Okay.
All right. All right. So from what I can tell, looking at the most recent, let's get the right piece of paper here because I gave these to you the other day, but this should
yeah,
be the
I know.
Thing that I provided you, but all right. So, hold on. Pulling into the parking lot now. Okay. Let me get my bearings here. All right. So what I can see is that the most recent one, which was the best deal. Okay, was for $75,000 for a 15 month. It was the payback was $97,500. For $75,000 for a 10 month, the payback.
Also, for $75K and for 7 months, what was the payback?
I haven't got there yet. So the first one was $75K, 15 month term. The payback was $97,500. For $75K with a 10-month term, the payback was $91,500, and the $75K for the 7-month term was $86,250.
Okay. So,
and then that was including a waiving of the 2% origination fee as well.
Okay. Okay, so here's kind of my thought process, and I just want to go over it with you and tell you what you can do. The first and foremost is one of the programs you were approved for, and I think a lot of ways that people, it's kind of good to kind of stop by these loans and kind of tell you what's realistic and kind of our thoughts. So if you want to do a short term, and I define anything under short term as anything under 12 months, to be frank with you, I think 6 months is an extremely short term. Anything under 12 months, we'll give you a discount. We'll do what's necessary to earn your business because that's how we make our living. We collect interest, of course. But I think it's really important to kind of walk you through the loans, the pros and cons, and give you a lot of... I'm going to overwhelm you with information, but please stop me if you have any questions, okay?
Sure.
So with the cost of borrowing with these loans, the way to really look at it is from a few things. What's going on with the business bank statements, the bank cash flow? Number two... what is the need? Number three, what is the cost of money? And for most customers that we work with, for most traditional loans, the longer you borrow money, not just the more you'll pay, but the more expensive the money is. And that's a very important thing. If you go get a mortgage and you get a 15-year mortgage versus a 30-year, the effective cost of money is actually increased due to risk. So the mortgage company is actually incentivizing you to actually do a 15-year loan because they're making your rate cheaper. You understand that, correct?
Sure, sure. I have a 15-year mortgage for my home.
Cool. Same thing as a 3-year car loan versus a 5-year car loan. If you go over 3 years for many, especially used cars, the actual interest rate you're paying jumps, even if you pay it off sooner because you're going to the longer risk category. That is not the same with working capital loans. It's actually the exact opposite. So when you borrow a money loan at a 6-month period versus a 12-month period, the 12-month period is not twice as much payback. If it was twice as much payback, it would just be the same interest rate, twice the time, twice the interest. But you're not paying twice as much back. The difference between a 12-month term and a 6-month term is very small, so you're being able to get a much cheaper cost of money. Likewise, on, say, an 18- or 24-month period, you're borrowing money 6 months versus 24 months. That's 400% longer. 6, 12, 18, 24. But the amount of interest you're paying on a 24-month term, it won't be 4 times the amount of interest. So here's kind of my thoughts, and like I said, do not take this the wrong way. I'm happy to give you what you want. But I've taken a look at the bank statements, and I understand your goal is to basically minimize the ultimate cost of interest, correct? That is like the biggest thing. That is the most important thing to you, correct?
Correct.
Here's my experience, and it just comes from my experience working here for a long time. You have a lot of money in the bank account and a lot of money out. I'm sure you have a lot of irons in the fire. But this last month, the balance gets really low. Sometimes it even overdrafts. And I just, it's not that I feel uneasy. I've had this conversation when I was on the sales side where customers would chase this very, very short term to avoid interest, but they ultimately ended up liking it. In my opinion, and this is just my opinion, I think if you, since we kind of go over the cost of interest, I think perhaps maybe a larger loan to help some of the cash flow issues and a longer term is actually a better deal for you, both in terms of the cost of money and what it does for your business. And that's just my, you know, 2 cents.
And when you say longer term, what are you proposing or suggesting for a longer term?
I think you've got some great approvals here up to 250. You've got approvals up to 24 months, it looks like. I think really not dancing around issues is a good thing. I think telling you the truth is the best way to, that's the way you earn business. You don't dance around these issues. If you can do something that's longer term, and you know, we can walk through the fact that, say, for example, you've got a $250,000 loan here for 2 years. Your cost of money is not 4 times what it would be in 6 months. Yes, you're paying less interest over 6 months, but there's always a time value of money. And I think doing something, you know, like, that's a question I'd ask you. There's a lot of money in, a lot of money out. What are the biggest challenges for your business right now? You know, why are there some overdrafts? You know, can you give me a little insight to your business?
Well, the overdrafts in August were simply because I missed it. You know, I just missed funding my checking account with sufficient funds to cover the checks, you know, coming through or the expenses coming through. That was just an oversight on my part. But we also, I don't know if I told you or not, but we also have a couple of cases where we're getting paid 65, 75 days out, and they're big cases where we're paying a nurse $25 an hour.
People don't pay you. People don't pay you on a timely manner, correct?
Well, some of the patients do, but some of our contract work pays us 65, 75 days out. So I'm floating, you know, 12-hour shifts at $25 an hour for my nurses. I'm floating that, you know, for 65 days. 75 days in some cases, it's just a lot of money. But you know, yeah, I'm going to get paid. But in the interim, I'm out the cash flow.
Okay.
So
and by the way,
making my fluctuation.
If our loan gets cut, if our line gets cut, just let me know. I can call you back. My headset's been having some issues today, so it's not me hanging up on you.
Oh.
But,
okay. All right.
Well, here's the one thing I kind of address, and it's for me. Like I said, it's really important. If you want a really short term, we'll make it happen. We'll discount the offer. But I think there's kind of been and I hate to say it, I think one of our sales reps is kind of dancing around an issue, which to me, no more dancing. It's, look, we'll give you what you want, but this loan, the way people perform these loans, is not by chasing an interest rate. So in terms of math basis, you are getting a better deal over, say, 2 years because you're not paying four times as much as interest versus 6 months. It's just math. It's just there's no way to get around it. There's no funny business. It's just the numbers. But more importantly, I think that if you take a $75,000 loan, I always look at things as benefits and costs. If you do, your goal is like, hey, minimize every dollar of interest for $75,000, correct?
That was my initial thought, yes.
Yeah. I think, and this is very common in our industry, where people want to match up your loan cost to, like, have this guy sign on the dotted line. But that's not really what we should do here. This loan isn't really about interest as much as revenues and expenses. It's about you being able to take money, put it to work in your business, and match up the payment you're paying us to the cost it's bringing to your business. The same goes for equipment loans. A lot of our equipment loan customers, they're always trying to do a 2-year loan to minimize the cost, but they're getting way too high of a payment and they need to do a 3-to-5-year term. They need to match up how much money is coming in, how much money is going out. My two cents is that if you're open to it, doing something on a longer term and perhaps a larger amount could be much more beneficial to your business.
All right, Ruben, could you present both options to me?
Yeah.
So you can do on what, $75,000 shorter term, or $100,000 shorter term versus, you know, double that or $150,000 to $200,000 for the 24
yeah.
month.
So what I'm going to do is this. So let me kind of give you an idea of your pricing, and we have it's a fantastic 24 month term. It's utterly fantastic, and I think I would do this, but this is just my opinion. So these are all about rate factors. So when you were doing 75K over, let's just bring this up. So when you were doing 75K, we were looking at a payback of an 86,250, all right? So when we look at those terms, 75,000, you have to get to rate factor. What is the multiplier? What is the cost of money? So that is a 115, all right? So that's a 115, and that's over your 7 month term. So that means you're paying 15 cents on the dollar over a 7 month term, correct?
Right.
Cool. So let's talk about another offer we have for 250K that I think is just much better. So that, and you know, if you wanted to delineate that to a monthly cost, that's fine. That means you just take 15%, you divide it by 7, you're paying 2.1 cents per month. So here's the really good offer I have for 250. I've got you a $250,000 loan. There is a 2% origination fee on this pricing, just so you know. It is what it is. It's nothing I can do. But over 250, over 24 months, I can offer you a 127. That means you can have money out for, instead of 7 months, 24 months. That's 3 times as long, but very little cost. It's not even twice as expensive. To give you an idea of daily payments, which it really comes down to, so if you borrowed 75 grand and you paid back 86,250 over 7 months, the daily cost on that loan is 586. 586.74. You could borrow $250,000 and have that cost be 601 bucks over a 2-year term. So you could borrow $175,000 more and almost have the same payment. That's why you could do 200 grand and have a lower payment. That's my kind of 2 cents. And this is a pre-approval that's issued. There's some additional underwriting done. It was an older approval, so there always can have something come up in funding. I don't hide that. But in my opinion, it's like, look, if you can borrow 75 grand and have a payment, and even if we chop down your payment on 6 months, your payment's going to be high. I'll give you $250,000 and have almost the same payment over 2 years. Frankly, it is a better deal. I'm just talking to you frankly.
If you can send that to me so I can like review it, look at it in the email and send it to me in writing so that I can mull it over and analyze it, that would be great. And the shorter term one, you can waive the 2% origination, but you can't waive the 2% origination on this one.
Basically, it's a choice. if you're really, I can waive the, in terms of overall pricing, let's just say, like, we go crazy, and let me define going crazy. Let's say we get you approved on 16 months at 13 or 14%, okay? So that means 13 to 14 cents on the dollar over 6 months.
Right.
Why would it make sense for you to take that? So if you double 13 to 14% and you do that over a year, that's 26%. I can offer you 2 years. That's the pre-approval our credit officer put. And I'll double check all these numbers and I'll make sure they're accurate. But to give you an idea, the pricing that I have is I've got you approved for $250 on that same year term, and it's 20 cents on the dollar. Great. But why would you not take the opportunity to borrow a loan over 2 years when you're not doubling your cost, you're paying, you know, 20% over a year versus 25% over 2 years? The 25% is the better deal.
Yeah, but you still can't do it.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. It is 27% over a year. It's a 127. No, on this pricing, the 250, they will not waive the origination fee, but it doesn't matter because you're getting such a better deal. I think the whole concept, though, is to also understand these working capital loans. You get a lot of flyers in the mail. If I'm very familiar with our market, I'm not trying to be arrogant. If you called a working capital company, unless someone was kind of BSing you and trying to sell you and said, hey, I got $250,000 approved, it's at a 127 over 2 years, they'd say, that is a really good offer. I think the whole benefit is actually walking through the program and how this program benefits you, not chasing an interest rate, because, frankly, okay, the rates are cheaper on the longer-term funding.
All right, so if you can send it to me, Ruben, then I will look at it over the weekend and then call you on Monday with any questions.
Cool. I will let you go.
Understand it and I can digest it.
Yeah, okay, cool. Thanks for your time. I'm going to send you an email right now.
All right, I appreciate it. I really appreciate you taking the time to explain the difference, and I look forward to looking at it over the weekend, and we can chat Monday or Tuesday at the latest.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, John.
Ruben. Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.